This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Local historian Nancy Rohr is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She enjoys sharing growing up stories with her three boys in Huntsville.
In 1968, my husband had an opportunity to work in Huntsville for a year. Our sons could grow and learn. A month before school started, I drove the three boys south, down the byways and the twisty mountain roads. After Scottsboro, the road, now even more narrow, led us through a tunnel of dense green vinery. Boasting it was, parading its way from one side of the road, across the lowering trees, and back down the other side. All very edgy, spooky, and a bit mysterious. Kudzu and growing up might be intimidating. As we came over the mountain in the night, at the edge of Huntsville, outlined before our eyes was the remainder of the empty Dallas Mills, a ghostly dark shell lighted by the backdrop of town. It was only going to be a year, and we would grow. At the rodeo in Hidden Valley, we discovered our first ever corn dogs, fried okra at Bon Air, and biscuits at Aunt Eunice's. So much to learn. Two of the boys signed up for youth football. About the third evening of practice, the coach seemed disappointed. As dusk came on, he spoke to a few of the fathers, who then got in their cars and circled the field. Then headlights were turned on, and the boys continued to practice. Things were going to be different here. Having tearfully left the family pet behind, a small notice in the newspaper invited anyone to UAH's science lab to get free research gerbils. One might guess we should have found a bigger cage for the babies that followed. So much to learn. Now, at that time, liquor could only be served at private clubs. The boys were fascinated with the empty miniature whiskey bottles that some of their friends had found. Not to be outdone, they rode their bikes to the Dempsey dumpster behind one of the local bars. It was easy grubbing through the top layers of paper and cardboard, but it was clear the good stuff was at the bottom. Standing on the seats of their bicycles, they could still not stretch quite far enough. They devised a plan. If the two elder boys held the youngest by his feet, he could reach inside all the way to the bottom. Proudly, they amassed quite a collection. Our sons walked to and from the neighborhood schools. After school, the walk always took longer, as military-like stacks of those wondrous Osage oranges were piled as ready ammunition, and it was years later that the middle son shared that he just knew the sounds of the rocket tests on Redstone were really giant footsteps following him home. As one might see, growing up has many steps. This was all during the first month of our stay that lasted now over 44 years. I'm still growing up in Huntsville and proud of it.
Historian Nancy Rohr has published three books of Alabama history, including An Alabama Schoolgirl in Paris. You can hear the Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered. And find us at WLRH.org.